Hello, hello. I'm Vinay. Welcome back to One New Commandment, where we try to use what I like to call the Jesus algorithm in our daily lives.
Someone once told me, Hinduism isn't a religion, it is a way of life. It was told in a way as to distinguish between Hinduism and the other religions that had holy books, laws, and a designated leader. Then, I was too young to question this view. But isn't every religion advocating a way of life? When Jesus said, "Love each other as I have loved you," wasn't he telling us how we should live our lives? It has been the aim of every great religious leader to teach people the right path on which to live their lives. It is the institutions that were built on their teachings by lesser men that reduced great teachings to a set of silly rituals. I use the term men here purposely because women were hardly ever involved in the setting up of these institutions. For me personally, every Sunday service in church is a painful reminder of just how much we have diluted the one and only commandment the founder of our religion gave us. In my parish, for instance, we have been working towards building a church for over 5 years. To this end, we have a prayer that we say at the end of Mass. Not one of the sentences in that prayer is taken from the teachings of Christ. Every statement is taken from the Old Testament. The prayer essentially says that God instructed us to build a temple and now He must put everything in place, remove all obstacles, so that we may complete the order. When you think about it, it is hilarious. It is like asking the school teacher who set the kids an exam to also give them the answers. The teacher has done his job before the exam by teaching the children everything they needed to know to be able to solve the paper. But the act of solving the paper and is the responsibility of the children. To live a good Christian life, we just need the four Gospels. The teachings of Jesus tell us exactly what we need to be able to live good lives. But our lives per se are not His responsibility. We must navigate our lives on our own by using the guidance that He gave us. It isn't His job to find us a job, find us a spouse, or help us build a house, or reach us in time for some engagement. If we stop and think, we have reduced a great teacher into nothing more than a handyman. Shame on us. Shame on anyone who prays to ask for something, anything.
Thank you for listening all the way to the end. One New Commandment is part of the Christ & Co. website. Now that you are done listening to this episode, you should go check out some of the other articles on the website. I'm sure you will find them engaging. You can also go back and listen to the previous episodes of One New Commandment on the website under the podcast section. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please share it with a friend or family member and spread the word. This is the best way in which you can show us your support. Until next time, take care and stay safe.